Just a quick disclaimer, you know you love to hear these. Apologies if the audio quality doesn't sound as good as it usually does. We had a few technical issues, so apologies in advance. Hello, hello everybody. Welcome back to Breath of Fresh Friday. Woo-hoo! It is episode 12. It's actually my lucky number.
Is it? Oh, we're going to have to wait a few more to get to my lucky number, so I'll let you know.
Oh, what is your lucky number?
29. It's not really lucky, it's just my birthday. Nothing special. Got a bit of time to get to mine.
Yeah, 12. It's because it's my birthday's the 12th. Yeah. I live at number 12.
Oh, do you?
And I just don't know, I just like the number.
Can I just say, fun fact, I've lived at number 8 and number 10, and then you're number 12. All in a row. That's not really fun fact at all, but...
Well, you were getting it with that.
But that's, you know, this is me, full of the shit facts that nobody cares about.
Anyway, what have you been up to this week,
Molly? What have I done this week? Well, I've had an all right week. I spent a lot of time at my friend Anya's very house. Nice. We actually went to the zoo. Which I mentioned last week. If you live near where I am, it's in Cambridgeshire. It was very nice. It's called Hamerton, and it's like, it's not a big zoo. And it's got, like, lots of different animals that you've never heard of. And they've got a new thing called the Outback bit, where they've got, like, wombats and possums and...
cool.
There's a bit you walk through, and literally it's just, like, hundreds of birds are all just flying past you. Oh. Like, so good. That was my favourite part out of the whole day. It was just really good. And they had finches, which is my last name, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I like the... bit where some zoos you can get like nectar in a pot that you pay for, and then all the little green, like, I don't know what the birds are,
like,
called,
hummingbird, but they come... type things.
Yeah, yeah, they're very loud and noisy, but I like that bit.
Yeah, it was good. And they have a lot of like gibbons and like lemurs and things. They have a lot of birds. And like some of the birds, like these crane things, and they did not shut up. Oh my god, you could hear them for miles. But as well, it was one of my favourite pits. They have like bears, like little bears. And there was a baby, and it was quite cute. So obviously they're really vicious things, but you know when you're like, I just want to hug it.
Yeah.
And then
that's the thing, Rob.
Yeah, go on.
Like, it's funny how teddy bears are so, like,
that's
these things
what I
that
said to
Arnie,
yeah.
But they're like, really vicious animals, bears aren't they?
There was a really cute monkey that kept sticking its tongue out to me, and I was like, I just want you. Like, I just want you. Like, you're so cute.
Baby animals are just adorable.
I know. But one of my favourite parts as well, pretty much was all my favourite part, but they have raccoons there, which I've never seen a raccoon in real life. They had an albino one. Oh my god, don't. It was so cute. I had a great, just look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and have meerkats. Oh, mate.
I love meerkats.
I'd live there if I could. I absolutely love it. It's so, because it's...
I could watch meerkats all day long.
Same. Yeah. Like, and at one point they were all like cuddling and sleeping together, and I was like, oh my god, I just want
bless
you.
Them.
But yeah, that's pretty much been the highlight of my week. How has your week been?
A day trip.
Same, I do. I think sometimes you just need a few day trips, don't you?
Yeah, I've not really been up to too much. I have been out for breakfast a couple of times.
Very
nice.
What did you
we
have?
We were saying how we like to go out for breakfast, weren't we?
We were. I think breakfast is my favourite time to go out.
Yeah, I just think breakfast is, it's not too heavy, is it?
No.
It fills you up for the day, and I feel like proactive if I go out.
Yeah, because it's like usually before 12-ish, isn't it? So you feel like you've kind of got the day all right going, like, yeah. No, what did you have for breakfast then? Did you just go for normal, standard?
I like an Eggs Benedict.
Oh, okay.
Which is one of my favourites.
Yeah, that's one of my nan's favourites. She loves an Eggs Benedict.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
When I went away to Brighton on the weekend, I had not Eggs Benedict, but it had salmon instead of ham.
Oh, okay.
Which was a bit different. I've not had that before, which I enjoyed. It was quite strong, but
I find smoked salmon is a very acquired taste. It's not one that I enjoy, but each to their own.
It's not something I would usually have, but I thought, I usually go for the ham one, so let's go for the salmon. I liked other salmon, you know, like to have for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. See, I never liked salmon, but Mandy, my nan, has got me onto it. So I quite like salmon now. Yeah. I can eat it because it doesn't really have a strong flavour. I'm not really into fish that you can taste.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I like a white fish because they're usually quite basic flavours.
Right, okay. Oh, I remember that. Mm. But, I just like going out for breakfast. Yeah, it's nice. Thing to
I
do.
Went out for
but
breakfast last week, actually. I had a very nice
What did you have?
Oh, we just went to Spoons. I had just a normal full English.
Can't go wrong, though.
Yeah, nothing.
You?
Well, you could, because I don't like eggs. So, and they wouldn't let me take the eggs off, so they were just there, and I was like, okay.
Eggs is the best bit about the breakfast.
Beans, they're the best bit about breakfast. Oh no, hash brown is the best bit about breakfast.
Ooh. I want to make my own hash browns, actually.
I don't make like the triangle ones. I like make more like a potato rosti, which are very nice. Ooh, bit of onion, sometimes a bit of carrot in there, very nice.
Might have to make them. Yeah. But I've also got a few. I keep forgetting the fucking words that I want to say. Really, it's there, and you're like, what is it? I've got a few recommendations of things I've been listening to and watching. Obviously, we like to share this kind of stuff. So, first of all, I've got a podcast that my boyfriend got me onto. It's called Radio Rental.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
It's very good, but it's very creepy.
Oh, I thought you said it's Lauren Good, as in, like, the one, the girl from TOWIE.
Lauren Good, yeah.
I was like,
It's very good.
Oh, okay.
But it's not necessarily crime, which is ones that I am quite into listening to. It's more just, like, weird, spooky shit.
Right,
but, like,
okay.
It's not necessarily ghost stories. It's a bit of, a mixture.
Okay.
There's only about 14 episodes. I'm only on like halfway through. They had like a pause and then they brought some more out. Okay, like, it's not kind of a
it's not continuous. It's like a series type thing.
Yeah, and people basically like send in these stories.
Oh yeah,
and it's sort of like old school, like this video rental shop, and it's this man that sort of like starts off, and it's all sort of a bit character.
Sort
of character kind of thing.
It reminds me of, did you ever watch that thing, Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids?
That's exactly what
it is. Is it? Oh my god, like, yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
The
guys,
you know, the old man at the front, it's a bit
that's
like
what
that's
I'm picturing
what I imagine
in my head,
this character.
I just loved that show, by the way, when I was a kid.
I was trying to remember that to tell Troy the other day, and I couldn't remember.
Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids. Oh.
That's it. So, people, like, send in their stories, and I thought it was actually actors, like, telling them.
Okay.
But, on another episode, they revisit, and they meet, like, they revisit the people's stories. And I think it is actually the people talking that it happened to.
That's quite cool.
I might be wrong, but it's very, it's just, like, weird stories, like, that people, like, retell, and what's really good I like about it is they're not too long, but they play. They have sound effects with it.
Okay.
So say, like, one of the stories was about this woman that was, like, dog sitting, and they have, like, a subtle dog, like, barking in the background, and, like rustling in the corner and things.
See, I don't think I'd like that, because it adds to it, and I'm not a massive creep.
It adds,
I'm not
that's
a fan
good.
Of the creepy things.
And, like, when I'm out and about, like, listening to it, the first one I listened to while walking the dog in, like, the middle of nowhere. And I was like,
oh God,
I should have been listening to this.
What's going on?
It wasn't dark, but, like, I was almost, like, looking behind my over my shoulder, like, because, like, little sounds were happening, and I was like, is this on here, or is this, like...
That scares me. I don't like that.
I won't give a clue to any of the stories, but I would recommend it.
Okay. What's it called, then, again?
Radio Rental.
Radio Rental. I have to have a look at that, then. Might have to listen when it's a light time, like light as in the day.
And a lot of the stories are a bit like there's not really an end to it. It's what do you think? Like, they don't really know what happened. Some of them, though, I'm like, what? Like, that's weird. Like,
okay,
I'll
gonna have to have a listen. I'll get back to you next week on what I feel.
Yeah, it's good. And I've also been watching 60 Days In.
I have started that. I started the episode one, I'm on episode two.
On series one or series two?
The first series.
I've watched the first series.
See, I think I've watched the first few episodes of the first series, but years ago when it was, like, illegally, like, on a random website. But I can't remember it, so I'm going to because I remember him going, don't ever use the word bitch. And I was like, I remember that.
Yeah.
So I'm re-watching it.
They used to share, it used to be on Channel 5.
Oh, did it?
I don't know if they still do it.
Oh, okay, no, I didn't know.
They're on, like, series six now.
Oh, bloody yeah. There's only a couple, how many's on Netflix?
There's only two, and the second one has recently come on, so I've been binge watching that. It's just really interesting. I can't stop watching it.
It's a mad concept, because I definitely couldn't do it. No, thank you.
I couldn't, no.
It was like, did you ever watch that show? Oh, I can't remember what it was called. Like, but it was basically kids that were, like, a bit truant would go to a prison for, like, 2 days. And, like, it was to try and get them to not end up like this, but because they were on the path to become that
right,
way.
I see, yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, though, but it was mad. Like, some of the kids that were, like, hard men, like, in America, they'd be, like, reduced to tears because, like, they were just, weird, but scary.
It's, and what's interesting is I like that the people that are on the TV program don't know the other people that are part of
So, do they not?
So they could be in the same
in season they one. They do because they're in the at the beginning at the table together.
Yeah, but then there's other people that are in it, but they mix with, but they don't know they're in it. So like, there'll be three people in a room that all meet each other, but they're never going to cross because they're always going to be in different parts of the prison.
Oh, I see, I see. But like,
the one I'm on, there's like two people in it, and they still don't know each other.
Oh,
like, they
okay.
still don't know they're both.
I didn't realise that. I thought they all knew, but they were just all put in different like wings and stuff. So
no,
that,
they do get mixed. And okay. At one point, two people work out that they're actually part of
no
it.
No way! Oh my god, love that.
But it's the risk of, do you say to them because? What if they're not and you blow it?
Yeah, you've just blown it, yeah.
So on the bit I watched, the person basically says, like, I think we're here for the same reason. And, like, kind of subtly, like...
hints it out.
And then they are right. They are both there for the same thing. But it's so interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely carry on watching it. I'm enjoying it so far. I think it's a mad concept, like...
Yeah.
And I love prison documentaries, like I've said before.
I'd like them to do it in the UK, but I don't think it ever would happen.
No, I don't think it ever would.
But I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, a really good... I think the reason they do it in the first series is because that prison, they want to test that their new like rituals and regimes are working because it's like a failing prison, isn't it?
The second series is filmed like 2 weeks after the first
one. Oh, is it? Is it same prison
everything?
So it
hasn't been aired. It's exactly the same prison.
Oh, wow.
There's some of the same people in, like, the inmates and stuff.
Oh, God.
But it hasn't been aired because it's been such a short turnaround.
I see.
But the other series are filmed in different prisons.
Okay, yeah, because I suppose once it's out, they'll know.
But
yeah.
Also then, the people could then say, what if the prisoners watch it or find out about it?
But I suppose because if it's different prisons, and there are so many prison documentaries, I'm sure.
Well, no, because on, this is what my boyfriend said, he said on one of them, one of the prisoners goes, you're from 60 Days, it like, this sounds like something, this isn't adding up. Because he's heard about it. Obviously, there's loads of prisons.
Yeah, mad.
But do the people become paranoid and think there's snitches in there? And
that's
like,
mad.
It's very interesting.
Gosh, no, I like that. Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely carry on watching it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good.
I've not really been watching much. I've rewatched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and that's about it.
I watched that the other
day. Did you?
The original.
I've watched the original and the new. I've watched them both.
Oh.
The original's better, I think, than the new one.
But what made me laugh is how bad the acting is.
The kids are so awful. I'm sorry.
Some of the stuff they do, I'm like, nah, like, come off.
But what I like about the original is that the Oompa Loompas, they're five actors, whereas in the new one, it's the same actor, just duped, isn't it?
I do love that film. It is such a classic.
It is. And I love Gene Wilder, so it's...
He's really good,
I love him. It's question of the day. Oh,
hey.
Yes. I feel like I just say the same thing every week, but I just love question of the day. And I've actually had some feedback. Somebody said to me that question of the day is their favourite bit as well. So it's just us. We're getting some
That's
feedback.
Good to hear.
Yes. This week's question was, do you like sparkling water? And I need to know the results of this because I feel like I just need to know. I have strong opinions.
So. Results are...
Go up.
21% of people said yes, they do drink it.
That's fine.
But 79% said no. I was shocked that 21% of people actually said they do.
Yes. I'm glad it's only 21% of people because all of you people can get in the bin. Who is drinking sparkling water? I do not get it.
I don't understand. Right. So, I personally don't. I'm sure you agree.
I agree,
but,
yes.
Right, like, what? Why? I don't get it.
It's like...
I get flavoured sparkling water.
That's different because it's like a juice.
Yes,
but
and
actual,
it's a bit like a fizzy.
Yeah.
Like it's,
but normal?
Something okay at home?
I mean, personally, I'm not a massive fizzy drinker anyway. I'm not... I'll usually drink it if I'm going out. Something that I have in my house or I ever fancy. I'd prefer to drink a like juice.
Okay,
I've actually got water with me right now, not going to lie. But for me, it's sparkling water tastes salty. I don't know if it's just me. Oh. It's got like, because it like fizzes, I'm just like, no.
Yeah. I like fizzy drinks and I like that fizziness.
See, I flatten fizzy drinks, so.
Oh, see, I don't drink them like all the time.
No.
But I do sometimes like, fancy a Fanta.
Yeah.
And I like that fizziness, but... Is that why people maybe are drinking sparkling water? Because they like that.
I think as well it's a bit more like bougie, isn't it, than just normal water.
Yeah, but it makes me feel a bit ill. I had a, when I was at school, we went on a school trip to Germany, like, for a week.
Okay, well, very nice.
And you couldn't, like, drink out of the taps in the, like, rooms.
Yeah.
You know, like, they say, like, because of the water and stuff. Yeah. And we went to, like, Lidl, and I remember we couldn't work out what one was sparkling, what one was still.
Oh, no.
And some boy from our school was like, this is definitely sparkling. Like, my friend bought it the other day. Like, it's fine. So we buy this whole, like,
crate. Do you mean
still,
because you just said sparkling?
Oh, sorry, I mean still.
Yeah.
So he was like, it's definitely still, like, you're fine. You're fine. Maybe this is what he actually said.
Yeah.
We bought this massive crate, come back, and we're like, hey, we're thirsty. All sparkling. What a waste.
That's the only time I ever buy sparkling water, is if I accidentally buy it, thinking it's still and it's sparkling.
Yeah.
Because for me, I drink water because to quench my thirst. I don't think sparkling water quenches your thirst. I don't think fizzy drinks really quench your thirst.
No, fizzy don't.
Doesn't it?
Fizzies don't.
So I'd much rather just drink, like, and as well, for me, I'm not even, like, I'll drink tap water. I'm not even on a bottled water.
Oh, no, yeah.
I am so, like, poverty. I will just drink tap water.
Why pay for a bottle when
that's
you can
what
get
I think.
Tap?
It's when, like, people go, can I have some water, and it comes in a bottle, and you're paying, like, £3. I'm like, hang on, love, nah.
No.
I want free stuff from your tap, like, I'm not paying
no,
for
I
this.
No, I don't mind tap. Some people don't like drinking tap water, though,
I know,
do
it's
they?
Very odd. I'm like, I mean, I knew people that didn't like water, and I was like, how?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
have
yeah.
You not
come
drink
on, that's a staple.
I know, literally, I'm like, I don't know how you can't drink water.
Because, like, some people in their houses, you know, let us know if you do, literally have bottled water, like, they don't use water from the tap.
Yeah, no, weird.
And I don't personally taste the difference. Like, I just,
no, I can taste the difference. There is difference in taste, and there's different tastes in bottled water. But
no, but it's water
I like,
at the end of the
day, isn't it? Well, no, because if you're a water drinker like me, like I drink water over every other drink. You can taste it. It's like Southampton water, tap water is horrible. The
different areas, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm
you
sure,
can taste the difference.
Yeah, but if it's tap, I'm not gonna pay for the bottle.
Oh yeah, I'm the same.
In my own home, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, in my own home, yeah, I completely get you. But like, so for university, I had a water filter. Because
I weren't gonna. No, I've never really understood that either.
It does. It does taste different. Water, filtered tap water tastes nicer.
See, because I'm from the south, maybe for me it wasn't any different. But you,
yeah. See, I love Northampton water, which people are like. Oh, it's horrible, and I'm like, I love it. I love Northampton water.
See, our water's very chalky.
Oh, okay.
Where
we've
I
got
live.
Quite hard water, I think over here.
So when we like go on holiday and like wash our hair, it's so like. Nice and like smooth
yeah.
feeling. Do you know what I mean? Where here it's just not like
not
that.
The best, yeah. I think it's weird how like different places have different water. I just find it
yeah,
really bizarre.
It
like it all comes from the same place.
Also, like if you're gonna buy bottles of water for your own house, that's such a waste of plastic, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm all about saving the planet.
Unless you're buying glass, and glass bottles are usually more expensive than
yeah. Unless you're doing a little DIY project with them,
yeah,
then
very
let
true.
Off.
Yeah, let you off with your. I mean, I've got a plastic bottle here, so but at least I'm reusing it because this was originally iced tea. So
oh yeah, I like a bit of iced
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, same. Lidl mate, like £1. So I've refilled it.
Yeah.
You know, but no.
Yeah, well, I just not for me. Maybe I'll have to give sparkling water a go.
No.
But
I remember the first time I tried sparkling water though. I had a Soda Stream. And I thought,
yeah.
Oh, let's taste the Soda Stream before I add the syrup.
Oh, no.
Biggest regret of my life.
Yeah,
was vile. It was really disgusting.
We got a comment. Well, I actually saw it online.
All right.
But someone actually messaged me as well.
Yeah.
That they said that sparkling water reminds them of what TV static would taste like.
I like that.
And I was like, yeah, that's
a
good way to like describe it.
I do like that. But then I was speaking to one of my friends who does drink sparkling water, and she was like, I love it. I'd always get sparkling over still.
Mm.
And I just find it weird, yeah. But like you say, each their own, like, different taste. I just don't understand how somebody who is dying for a drink will pick up a sparkling water that just doesn't comprehend in my little brain.
If you've got any questions of the day, topics, or anything that you want to share with us, feel free to email us at
breathoffreshfriday@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
So, for this week's main topic, we thought we would do a little personality test to see like what personality it reckons we've got, and we just thought it'd be funny to discuss because obviously you have a different opinion to yourself to what other people see of you, don't you?
So yeah, definitely.
It'd be interesting to see, like, because Molly says she was a bit shocked by hers. So
yeah,
like,
I was a little bit.
I might be like, no, that's definitely you. You know what I mean? I think it would be quite interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
And you guys that are listening can learn a little bit about our personalities.
Yeah, so learn about
stuff.
Who we are, what we're like.
And maybe if you want to do it, we could pop it up on the Instagram and you guys can do it and tell us what you got.
Well, I actually did this at uni.
Oh, okay.
That's how I found about it. We had to do it at uni in final year, we did a PowerPoint presentation on us, like what we wanted to do in the future. And as part of this, you had to do this.
Oh,
I'm not entirely sure for what reason. I can't remember what I got from it, but I'm pretty sure it was different to what I got.
Oh, it was different. Now, I was going to say, was it different?
Well, I can't remember. I think it was, but I couldn't tell you, so I can't remember what I got before. But I just remember thinking, I thought that could be quite good to just do.
It's like when we were at school, we had to do like careers tests and like you asked all questions about yourself. And I remember it come up for me as a chiropodist.
I don't know what that is.
It's someone that like deals with people's feet. Like if you've got...
Lovely, yeah. Are you into feet or not?
No, not really.
No. A nanny. Nice.
And there was something else. But I always remember someone at school got a funeral director and they were really like upset about it.
I'd be gutted.
But
lovely.
Yeah, so we've both done the little test.
Yeah, I think it's like 40 questions or something like that you do. Like...
And it was sort of rating things from like most to least, like...
It was like strongly agree to strongly disagree. And it said like don't be neutral as much as you can. So I tried not to be neutral.
Yeah, and it was varying like, things like if you're at a party, would you be involved with everyone or like?
Yeah, like would you strike up a conversation with somebody? Do you like people? Do you lead your emotions over your head?
Or
stuff like that.
Do you
like,
worry about the key one? Out was like once you've had a conversation with people, do you overthink about what
think
you said?
About,
I was like, yes, definitely.
Yeah, I was like, strongly agree.
So, we were going to share what we've got, both got.
Yes.
And there's, like, different headings of different things. Mm-hmm. So, Molly, what was it that you're...
So, my person is called... My type is Turbulent Entertainer.
Ooh,
Yeah, I know. Oh, singer. Oh, yeah. but, yeah, so I'm a little bit shocked with it because I don't see myself as, like... an entertainer.
So read the little description to me, like the first paragraph, and what does it say?
Okay, so this is my quote. It says, if anyone is to be found spontaneously breaking into song and dance, it is the entertainer personality type. Entertainers get caught up in the excitement of the moment and want everyone else to feel that way too. No other personality type is as generous with their time and energy as entertainers when it comes to encouraging others, and no other personality type does it in such an irresistible style.
Oh, hello!
Get me!
That's interesting, that, because you obviously, like as we've mentioned before, Molly... likes musical theatre, she always enjoyed that kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't even think of
there's that. There's that element to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
But then, do you think you would have wanted to go into a profession that did that? Like, is that like your, would have that been your dream,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, do you know what? My dream was to go into acting, actually. Like, I think if somebody said to me, we can make you an actor,
you would say
like, yeah,
yes.
Go on. Yeah, do it. But then it's like, in myself, I don't feel like I'm that person that's like, centre of attention, wants to be... the like entertainer of the group kind of thing. I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm not that person, but maybe I am.
Yeah.
Obviously,
it's interesting.
I am with...
Read like obviously this is like you know if you answered it another day it might be slightly different.
Well, no, I answered it twice and got bloody same. Yeah, because I did it, and I was like, I'm not the entertainer. So I thought I'll redo it like the next day. I got the same bloody results.
Okay.
So clearly I am.
Yeah,
like...
no, that is interesting. Well, we'll delve into it a bit more.
Yeah, what did you get?
So mine is the protagonist. It was all. It also said, what was that word you said before?
Turbulent.
The turbulent, which I don't know. That makes me sound like I'm aggressive and like, I've got a lot of problems.
Yeah, especially protagonist.
Yeah, protagonist, I believe, is usually like the hero, like the main character, isn't it?
Yeah, main character, isn't it?
So mine said this, right? So
go on.
Protagonists are natural-born leaders, full of passion and charisma, forming around 2% of the population.
Very
they are
nice.
Oftentimes politicians, coaches or teachers, reaching out and inspiring others to achieve and to do good in the world. There's a bit more as well, which I am a natural leader. Like
I was going to say, you are very much, I remember at uni you'd be like, right, I'm just taking control because nobody else wants to. Like
I find it hard to let things like not be involved. Like,
yeah,
I'm a Leo, which is a natural, like, is a leader, like natural leader.
Yeah.
Leo, and I, you know, I quite like horoscopes and things like that.
Yeah.
And I feel my personality does match up very well with the Leo, which is funny because we discussed it before. Our friend Katie, she's also a Leo.
Yeah.
And we get on very well, but we are very different. But and
but you're both Leos.
Yeah, and there's certain parts of the personality that she has and I don't, you know, and it's quite interesting. Obviously, but it's not set, you know.
No, but I agree with that because my best friend and me are both Virgos.
Okay.
Which happens to be the next one along. Yes. And I would say we are very different, but then in some ways we're very similar. Mm. So it's really weird how, like, you say you take different parts of the horoscope.
Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah,
it's interesting. I enjoy
it. Yeah, I definitely am a leader. And I can't sit back. Like, I really can't. No. Even with, like, I'm one of these people where sometimes when I was younger and that, with planning things, like days out, I'd be like, I'm always the one that does it. I'm going to take a back seat. But then if someone suggested to do something, I'd start looking up the times for things or how we were going to get... Like, I just have this... I just need
to... See, yeah, I was going to say, I'm not as bad... Like, I'm not really like that. I'm like, if somebody said, I'll do it, I'll go, okay. But I'll do things like, I'll check the train times to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm almost like backseat driving. Like,
oh, okay.
But not, I'm just... As in, like, I don't tell you what to do, but in the background, I'm also looking to see, to make sure you're doing it right, which I know is probably really bad, but I like to know for myself, so I know
what's
going on.
If it went wrong, you know you've got the information and you've checked it.
Somebody said to me, I go, that's wrong, it's this actually. They go, well, I've also checked as well, just to make sure. Like, I don't know, I just like to know all the info. I'm really bad with surprises and things.
I'm not, like, controlling. I wouldn't say I'm controlling.
No, but there's a difference between being a leader and being controlling,
yeah,
I think.
But I do like to have a bit of control. You know what I mean?
She's an controlling bitch, guys. Anyway, it's her girlfriend. Troy, where have you where?
So what celebrities were listed as on your time?
Okay, right, I mean, you can kind of guess who I've
also
kind of got
though
when you
think... Like, what have these celebrities done this test? Like, this is,
well,
what...
I reckon it's personality experts have been like, right, this person is like,
yeah,
this.
That's true. Yeah,
so top one for me is Elton John.
I love Elton John. He is an
entertainer. Who I can't stand.
Oh, I love
so
Elton
I was like,
John.
Oh, brilliant.
Rocket Man is such a good film if you've not watched it.
I've not seen it, actually. It's on my list. I've got Jamie Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
Like, again. Mine are a lot of, like Adele. You can tell she's a celebrity. One of my faves, Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
And then Miley Cyrus as well. A lot of them are, like, fictional people. But, yeah, so...
Interesting.
There's some of the ones. Who have you got? I'm intrigued with yours.
Well, because if you heard me say that natural born leaders, and a lot of them are politicians and
yes, it just
so Barack Obama, he's the first one.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And then Oprah, she's second. Yeah. Some of these people I don't know, so I'm not gonna say them. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and let me find
Debbie Cameron.
Someone I actually know. And another person, Maya Angelou, you know, the author?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, so they're all quite, like, influential.
So yours are like that, whereas mine are more like your singers.
Yeah, your showbiz.
Your show people, yeah.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
I know, it's weird. I don't know. I just don't see myself as an Elton John, if I'm going to be honest.
Also, though, which I found interesting is, like, so there's strengths and weaknesses that they say
are part of this
personality. And one of mine, well, the top strength, apparently, on this is that you're very tolerant. So it's protagonists are true team players. They recognise the means to listen to other people's opinions, even if they contradict their own, and they admit to when they're wrong and, like, listen to everyone's views, which I would say that I'm... This is really great for interviews as well, guys, if you want to do this.
Yeah, definitely, you can add these as your strengths and, like, weaknesses and things. Yeah,
what are
definitely.
We job coaches here.
Both unemployed job coaches for you.
But I think I am, because my mum always says this, like, not exactly being tolerant, but when something happens, or say there's a comment about someone, like, say my sister was like, oh, there's a man in the shop and he ran out in a rage and that. He was so rude. I would look at it in a different way. I'd be like, well, maybe that man was stressed, or maybe he was... So I feel like I'm tolerant, maybe to an extent, looking at things.
You kind of like...
I don't just assume...
Looking at the good in people, yeah. Exactly. Like you try and get the whole picture.
And my mum always says, you always look at things like... She says she likes it about me because, like, she wouldn't see something like that. And say something's happened or she wants to talk to me about something, I will give a little insight into it. And
I like that.
And not as in, like, a negative way. And I feel like that's sort of the tolerant bit, you know. And I'm like, well, no, maybe they didn't mean it. Like, or maybe it was
You kind of do, like, is it play devil's advocate? Yeah. Which sometimes seems a bad thing, but it's a good thing.
Most people's intentions aren't bad. So I think it's good to not look at people in that, you know what I mean? Not always think
it's definitely
a negative. What was on yours?
My top one was bold.
Hey!
Hey! Not bald. I have got hair.
Bald.
Oh, didn't she? Entertainers aren't known for holding back, waiting to experience everything there is to experience. People with the entertainer personality type don't mind stepping out of their comfort zone when no one else is willing to.
Would you say? Which,
see, I'm very much sometimes like, if nobody's going to do it, I'll go first.
Right. Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm very much like, so I don't know, I'm trying, like, going back to uni when we're doing like presentations, I'd be like, people are like, oh, I don't know what to do. Okay, well, I'll just start it then. Okay, I'll introduce, I'll be the person that fucks up first.
I'm a bit like that at times.
Because I just think, like, I can't be bothered to argue with it. I'll just do it. It's fine. Like,
and also, hey-ho. I think it looks good on your part. Because I used to find at school and some things, I'd be like, well, if I do it, they're going to think, all right, this is probably the natural born leader bit.
Yeah.
If I do it, I'm leading people. And we're not, well, if we all stand around and wait, it ain't going to get done, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I, especially in my third year of uni, I decided to kind of say yes to everything. Every opportunity I said yes to. Like,
yeah.
I was
yes,
just
ma'am.
Like, right, let's just do it. It don't matter if, yeah, yes, man, hyping you all up. Like, it didn't matter if I didn't like it. I've tried it. I've done it.
Exactly.
I've given it a go. But I don't know if I'd say I was bold. That's the thing. It's like, I don't think I'm like, you know, I'm not going to be going lion taming anytime soon.
But, like, but I would say, though, you are one of those people, I wouldn't worry, like, if I introduce you to people that you wouldn't...
Oh, yeah, no.
I know that you would make yourself known. People would know,
Molly's
I
am Molly,
here.
Nice to meet you.
No, but I think that's a good thing. I wouldn't worry about you and think, Molly's going
to
struggle for conversation.
I latch on to anything we have in common, I'll latch on to. Like, I just feel like, because at the end of the day, there's no point in being, like, not shy, but, like, being a bit timid around new people, because it's like, okay, well, If I never see you again, doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
If I do, I do. Like, it really
doesn't
matter to me.
I always think, not everyone's going to like you in life.
And see, that's something I've had to learn the hard way.
Not, if we all liked everybody, we wouldn't, you know, the world would be a weird place.
Wouldn't.
So 100%. I think sometimes, yeah, it's learning. If I chat to this person and I don't have a rapport, that's fine, because...
That's fine, yeah.
That's life, isn't it?
Whereas I used to worry about everybody not liking me.
Right,
when I was younger, I used to think, like... Because it was like, well, I've come off the friendly person. Why are you not liking me? Why don't you like me? Whereas I've kind of now taken a step back and I go, okay, if you don't like me, I am sometimes a bit much for people, so...
But take me or leave me, do you know what I mean? Because, like...
Literally.
I was saying this to a friend, like, it's funny how, like, there'd be people your friends like or people you've been around... But you don't have that connection. Mm-hmm. I've had this in the past, and I'm like, offence to them, but I don't see the appeal. I can't get on board 100%. With this person for whatever reason. But other people, they flock to them. But it's the personalities. But sometimes I think, maybe is it because my personality is a bit similar to theirs? So, like, for example,
clashes and things.
Maybe they want to be the leader, but so do I. So we're never going to click. But I just, it's funny, isn't it? All the different personalities, how some just won't work together.
Mm-hmm. But then I think sometimes it's like people that don't clash when they're in a, people that clash when they're in a group with others, they kind of mellow it out.
Mm.
Like, I know people when I wouldn't get on with them one to one, but when I'm in a group with them,
yes, it's okay.
I can tolerate you because we're in a big group and
you're
not too much. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, somebody you're friends with or like mates with, but wouldn't go out by yourself with them, like, kind of thing.
And I think that was the thing about uni. Like, I was mixing with a lot of people from very different backgrounds, ages, you know, all had different lives.
All from different, like, what, like, part of the country, you know.
Where when we were at school, we were all from a similar area, of a similar sort of background to an extent. So I think there, it's a very good experience to be around all these different people.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
100%. I learned, like, because at school and stuff, not that I had run-ins with people at uni, but at school, I pretty much got on with most people. There was no problems. But at uni, I did, like I said, meet people that I thought, nah. But I just understood we're not going to get on with everyone. And I think it was a good learning curve sometimes. Like,
I think it was good at uni that I made my, I had my friends. Like, I had my house friends, you know, like you and Katie, who I still speak to pretty much every day. And then I had my course friends as well, who they felt like my schoolmates because I saw them like three times a week. We've just like in lessons, and I like them, and I still get on with them now, and I chat to them and stuff. But it was different friendship because I didn't live with them, and it wasn't like
that's the thing.
I saw them all the time, which I liked having that different dynamic at uni.
My mum always said like you have friends for different reasons. Like
of course, 100%.
Some of my friends, you know, are very different to other people that I know and stuff. But I think that's what. They bring out different parts of you as well, don't they? Like, when we're together, we're very full-on, loud, you know. It's all very, like...
I feel like me and you are so similar in the right ways.
Yes.
Like,
and that's
we're
why
very,
we get on.
Yeah,
but
which
then,
is what I think...
with other people, you know, we're not like that. And it's more, you know, it's a different kind of conversation.
100%, yeah. There's... I used to say at school, I'm not a different person, but it's like different parts of me
come
are
out.
Shown with different friends, if you get me. Like,
definitely.
I used to be very different to my friendship groups, but it's not, I'm being fake, it's just different bits are coming out, do you know what I mean?
So what weakness came up? Like, pick a weakness and
let me
what...
find a weakness. A lot of the weaknesses actually are me, like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm just going to list them, and then I'll read out the one that I'm going to read out. So the ones I got were sensitive, yes.
Yeah, I could agree with
easily,
that.
Easily bored.
Yes. Oh, that is true.
Poor long-term planners.
Oh,
which
okay.
I kind of agree with to an extent. It's like I don't really plan my life. I just kind of hope for the best.
Yeah, okay.
Unfocused, which...
I wouldn't say you're
But I'm a big procrastinator.
Yeah, because Molly at uni was very, like, she liked to be occupied and... Not, I wouldn't say entertained, but like you didn't really like just doing things on your. Do you know what I mean? Like you,
I very much needed people to spur me on.
Yeah,
I was very bad at.
And sometimes
doing
it would be like Molly, come sit in my room and look for that stuff because I knew if I was with her, she would do it. Not that
I
guided
well if,
you, but like
no,
you
but
liked
if
that.
I was chatting, you would have gone, Molly, you need to do this.
Where I
like, kind of thing.
I had to do things on my own like that because I would get distracted.
Yeah.
But yeah.
See, I was... Yeah,
I know what you mean.
And then the other one was conflict adverse, which I didn't know what that meant, but it means I avoid conflict. And I agree with that. I hate confrontation.
Yeah, I don't.
I even hate it when it's on, like, TV. I will mute the TV because I don't
really?
I don't care. I don't... Yeah, when I was younger as well, like, you know, like in Disney films, they have the fight, like the baddies and the goodies. Skip that. I didn't like that. I hated it.
Oh.
I just want everybody to be happy because
okay, that's interesting.
For me, it's like... I just feel like why fighting? Why are you doing that?
Yeah,
like
what?
No. I feel like I lived in as Faye said, I lived a sheltered life. so I feel like for me it was like I wanted everything to be rainbows and unicorns as they say. But I sometimes feel like because I cry a lot, I'm gonna put myself out here. I am a sensitive person as it said. I cry when I'm angry.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't want to get into a conflict if it gets heated and then I cry.
Right.
Because I'm not crying because you've upset me or I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm angry and that's how I show anger.
Okay.
I cry.
So
for me, it's like if I just avoid it and go, okay, you win, whatever, I don't care. They
don't
see that.
Yeah. Do you know what I found interesting? One of the questions was, I try not to cry in front of people.
Yeah.
Now, I put yes. Like, I.
Yeah.
Because this is.
Because I've ever seen you cry.
Well, yeah, this is
what, 6 years?
Right. I don't know what it is in me, and it sounds quite bad, like something's happened to me, but it really hasn't. I really don't like crying in front of people, because in my little head, and this isn't me thinking if you cry, I don't see this on other people, but to myself, if I cry in front of someone, I don't know why, this is getting very deep here, but I feel like it's a weakness.
I get you.
And I think then people are going to think, like, I don't know what it is in my head.
I would never think that because I think crying shows that you're comfortable. Because crying is such a, like, emotional thing.
Yeah.
I know it's emotional, but... So if you can cry in front of somebody, it's like you are allowing them to see you at your... Like you say, your weakest
part,
even though it's not
but
a weakness.
I wouldn't think that. like, of anybody else. But for some reason, my head's telling me that that's what people think. I'm just really...
I just try not to cry, but if it happens, it happens, and you just move on.
When I was younger, my mum and dad will like listen and be like, yeah, I was a crier. Like, they always used to be like, Faye, you're such a crier. Like, it's not a crier, Faye. That's what they used to say, because I used to get worked up and then cry about shit. But as I've got old, like, even films, and this sounds really stupid to say, but even if I'm getting a bit emotional, I won't let myself cry.
I'm the opposite. EastEnders really makes me cry sometimes. Like,
unless I'm on my own, I just won't.
Oh, I remember, because I remember you saying this, and then Britain's Got Talent, and I said, Faye, you're going to cry at this. And you went, I don't cry. And then I get sent a picture of you all teary-eyed going, yeah.
I've got better, like, but, like, this was a thing. Like, my sister's very an emotional person. And with films, she's very open and she will cry at films. And sometimes I'd be like, come on now. But, you know. But most of the time, I didn't get that emotion to cry.
Yeah.
But sometimes I would. And I don't know. I just wouldn't feel it necessarily
I
to
think
cry.
Films, I don't think I've ever, like, openly sobbed. But no. I'll get the teary eye, you know. Yeah. It's like, okay, that one tear might drop down. You wipe it at films. But I wouldn't go openly sobbing.
No, no. But most of the time, it wasn't me actually, like, holding it back. But I remember as I got a bit older, like, I'd cry at something. And it would be a deal because I never did it. So my sister would be like, Faye's crying at this. Like, it must be bad. Like, do you know what I mean?
But then also, then it makes you not want to cry. Because... it's almost like when you cry, it's a big thing. Yes. It's like, no, it's not really a big thing. Whereas if your sister cried, like...
because she would.
It's not because she does a lot. So it's like, okay, it's nay bother.
It's funny,
kind of
isn't it, what different people are like with
yeah,
things.
Yeah, no,
but,
it is.
But my...
go on, what was your weakness?
Right, so I'll read them. But so, overly idealistic... I can't even say it. Idealistic.
Right.
Too selfless. Too sensitive. Okay. Fluctuating self-esteem. And struggle to make tough decisions. Now, I don't really agree with the first one about being overly idealistic. I can't even say
I don't know what that means. Idealistic.
So, let me read it to you. People with this personality type can be caught off guard as they find that through circumstance or nature or simply misunderstanding. People fight against them and defy the principles they've adopted. However well-intentioned they may be, they are more likely to feel pity from this opposition than anger. I don't really understand what that means.
Okay.
But the ones I would agree with is I definitely am really bad at making decisions, like, without a doubt. I feel like I need to consult people on things as well. Like, I'm always like, no, Dad, what would you do?
Oh, my God, that's me. What would you do? Like, tell me what... And they're like, well, no, it's for you. Yeah. Like, no, but I need to know what you would do so I can make that decision.
And my dad will go, it's not me, is it, Faye? And I'm like, no, but do you think that's right? Like, and I get a bit worked up about things. And
I'm like it with, like, little things. Like, when somebody says, what do you want for dinner? Well, what do you want? Because then I just usually agree with what they want. Okay. But then they don't like the fact that...
I'm good at making decisions, in fact, like, with things like trivial things. Oh. But if it's, like,
the big things.
More like things that are going to impact me, I get... Oh.
Were you like that for your uni course, then? Oh, because I wasn't. I was just, like, pick the best one, done, dash,
I just,
slip.
Yeah, back. I'm a bit bad at that. Yeah, I'm not too great at that. But the other one, the fluctuating self-esteem, I would agree with, because I feel like I do lack self-esteem at times. And, like, my mum and dad say, like, I need to have more confidence in my abilities with things. Like,
100%, yeah. I agree with that, because I remember at one point you were like, oh, I don't know if uni's for me. Like, I don't. And I was thinking, Faye, you don't understand how good you are. Like, you, like, I know, obviously, you know, not getting into it, but it was like, I know that you're going to do sick at this degree, and, like, you just need to stick at it, and literally, and then, like, you did, you got a first.
And that's
so,
the thing, like, you see it differently to me, but, like,
of course, yeah,
you're always gonna knock yourself, you know what I mean? It's natural. You
100%,
what I mean,
yeah.
Some people do.
I can list
up.
Off 10 weaknesses I have as opposed to 10 strengths I have, because I don't want to come across as big-headed.
No, exactly.
You don't want to come
arrogant.
Across as, oh, you're full of yourself. Yeah, literally, like, it's so.
It's interesting. Yeah, no, I would definitely agree with most. That first one, I don't really understand what it means, but I've never really experienced that.
Mm.
But the interest, there was another thing all about friendships, which I thought was quite interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And it explains what our personality types are like with friends and in friendship situations. So mine says, when it comes to friendships, this personality type are anything but passive. They will put extra effort into maintaining connections with people, and not let anything slip away through laziness or inattention. You know, like, sometimes you should, you don't communicate with people, and then you just think, ah, I won't bother.
Don't text him, and then you just don't see him for like 3 years. You're like, oh, shit.
I would agree with that. And also, it said, where was it down here? People with this personality type take genuine pleasure in getting to know other people, and if no trouble talking with people of all types of modes, I assume that means different personality types, even in disagreement, other perspectives are fascinating, which I would definitely, I think that's me to a T. I absolutely love talking to people and meeting new people. 100%. I do find it nerve-wracking if it's people that, like, say I'm the only one and everyone knows each other. I do struggle with that a bit, and I do get a bit worked up. But once I'm there, I'm fine.
It's when you know one person, and that's it. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, like, there's all these people that I don't know, and are they going to like... Not are they going to like me, but how are we going
to
get on,
and I don't,
if that person goes away?
I want to, like, cling to that one person. But then I need a bit of, like, common ground. And that's why, whenever I, like, meet new people and stuff, sometimes I'm like, right, so this is the one that does that course, and that's the one that does that job. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, hello, Paul, you're the builder, aren't you? My dad's a builder. Yeah. Like, also, you know, like, you've got
you've got that kind of common
I love meeting new people and talking to new people. Like, when I used to work in a shop, like, people used to come in and I'd end up, like, chatting to them about any old shit. And I'd be like, no, I need to get back to the work here.
Love it. I actually love it so much.
What did yours say?
So, this first paragraph, I think, is me as well. Entertainers are known for their... irresistibly social and exciting attitudes. They don't internalize much of anything, sharing it all with their extensive circles of friends with wit, style, and enthusiasm and optimism. I disagree with the optimism because I'm quite a pessimistic person, but we'll forget that. Entertainers are explorers of the pleasures of life, and they take particular pleasure in sharing those experiences with others. For entertainers, there's no point in living if you can't feel alive. And then it was a bit further down that says, making new friends isn't a problem for entertainers, though. They use their alluring combination of blunt truths and disarming openness and charm to keep things moving. And I agree with that because I feel like sometimes I can come across too strong.
Right, okay,
like,
yeah.
I feel like sometimes I not oversharing, like deep things.
Yeah.
But I just talk about everything and then people are like, right, I do not give a shit about you, your life. Like,
you're definitely like... You do tell us you're not telling us medical issues or things like that.
No.
I feel like we do know a lot of what's going on, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I feel bad that, like, sometimes I have to think to myself, right, Molly, it's not about you. You don't need to talk about your own experiences with things. Like, I don't know, for example, you're talking about, a family member's ill, and then I'll bring it up.
Oh, okay.
I feel like sometimes I need to go, no, just keep it
but
on the
to
topic.
You, that's your way of relating to the issue, isn't
it? It's my way of emphasizing and going, okay, I've been through this, so I can help you. But sometimes it doesn't come across. Sometimes it comes across as, I don't want it to come across as me being selfish and always talking about me, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't know if you remember, like, I'd always be like, sorry, back on to me, then talk about what I knew. But making friends, like I say, once I've got established a connection, you're with me. Once I've made friends, you're with me for life. Like, there ain't no doubt in it. You know, most of my friends, like, you know, I've got my close friends from uni, friends from school, like,
yeah,
I kind of
you've kept like solid friendships.
Yeah,
me too, definitely. I've got friends, like I said before, I've had for years, and like, I've got a big group of like girlfriends that, you know, we're very solid, like, we've been friends for years, and we're all different personality types, but, you know, we all seem to get on well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I just think sometimes it's like, if I just try and talk about everything, then I can make common ground with somebody.
Right, okay.
But then sometimes it comes across as you're oversharing.
Right, yeah.
But
that's your way of getting to know people.
I think most of my friends, that they're like, that's fine, like, you're great, it means you're bubbly, you're chatty, you're open.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing I did want to say is, at the beginning it says about, like, if you're extroverted or introverted.
Oh, yeah.
Thought we could do that percentages things if you want to.
Yeah, so mine, I'm apparently 61% extroverted, which...
Snap! Hey. I'm 61% extroverted. Woo!
Maybe that's why we get on so well. I think...
It is, yeah.
I've always said I'm an extrovert. Like, yeah, I agree with that.
See, I always thought I was an introvert, but actually I'm not. I think for me it was because I used to be quite, not shy, but sometimes take a step back in conversations. But then I've actually realised, no, Molly, you are a loud bitch and you need to rein it in a bit sometimes.
I think also, sometimes you think of yourself like, because you like sometimes we're a bit shy in that, but it's in situations that are new and different. Just, like, once I'm comfortable, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, no problem.
Once I'm comfortable with you, you are seeing the full range of my annoyingness and loudness, 100%.
So what were the other percentages?
So my energy, which I got 54% observant over 46% intuitive.
So I got 51% intuitive to 49%.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't really agree with because...
Right.
I'm a very observant person. Like...
Yeah.
So I, like, this is... Not even with just, like, people. Like, with, like, being in a room, for example. Like, I'd come back from uni, not being there for 3 months, and I'd notice that my mum had put a new frame on the wall. My sister's been there for 3 months. She hadn't even picked that out.
Hasn't, yeah.
Like, I've noticed things
like that.
But, to
be honest, you're very, very split. It's not like you were 90%
exactly.
Intuitive. You are very split down the middle with that, you know. More split than I am.
Yeah, or two.
Yeah. But I think I'm quite observant. I'm like that. I'm like... I notice little things, like, I can't even, like, in a film, like, I'll notice, hang on, that thing wasn't there,
right,
a light, or I'll, like, say, notice a picture frame, or that picture's changed, like, I'll notice little things like that, or, like, if you've had a haircut, hang on, have you had a haircut? Yeah, like, think, you know.
Well, Pete, some people just don't pick up on things like that, do they?
I got a full-on fringe once, like, I went from what I've got now, no fringe, to my dad... Nothing.
Or does is it that they don't say anything because they didn't want to? Like,
I said, Dad, can you notice something different about me? He went, no.
Oh, really?
I went, Dad, I've got a full-on fringe. He went, oh, I thought you always had that. Dad, what are you chatting about? I always had that one.
It's interesting,
though.
I was going to, your personality is obviously different to your dad's in that extent, but other.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, with my family, like my family that I live with, we all got on very well, but we all have different parts of personality. Do you know what I mean? Like, my mum always says I'm quite similar to my dad, and my sister's very similar to her, and like...
Yeah, I think I'm quite similar to my dad in... We're both very extroverted. We have the same sense of humour, that sort of thing. Like,
it's interesting,
I'll go to my dad
I think
for things, yeah.
When I have children one day, what the fuck are my little kids going to be like? Like, you know what I mean? I think, oh, God, if they're
anything
like me...
I always think, like, what am I going to be like as a mum? Because I just feel like it's such a big responsibility. I don't want to, like, mess it up like... It's like, I don't like to think about it. Okay,
one.
What did you get for nature?
So I got, for nature, I got 58% feeling, 42% thinking. What does this actually mean, though?
This is how we make decisions and cope with emotions. So it's where, are you a head or a heart person, pretty much? Do you think things through, or do you just go on a whim? That's what that means.
So I would say I think things through and I go with my head.
So that's why you've got, you're very split. I suppose, what was your high percentage thinking?
Feeling was 58.
Feeling,
but the other one, it wasn't like I was massively.
Wasn't a massive, yeah.
Oh, interesting, okay.
Mine was very different.
What was yours?
83% feeling and 17% thinking.
Oh, so you...
Which I think with my emotions.
I was
going to
say,
very
I think
much,
you are quite an emotional person.
I feel like my emotion can change decisions very quickly. If I'm feeling happy and excited and I'm buzzing to go, if I'm feeling like sad, like I can't... I feel like people know how I'm feeling by my face.
Oh, okay,
I can't really...
Yeah. See, some...
I can't...
I think I'm quite good at hiding things at times.
Yeah. Whereas
I'm
I think...
A good actress,
I used to walk in at kitchen and people go, Molly, what's wrong with you? Your face looks
okay,
awful.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh, I'm actually really sad. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. But, no, that was really interesting going through that. Like, there's lots...
Yeah, I thought it was.
There's obviously loads of stuff. We're not going to bore you with
it all. Yeah. There's so much more. But I'd highly recommend doing it if you, like, want to know what...
Yeah.
Like, what you kind of are and stuff, because it's very interesting to
know,
look
yeah.
and read about yourself and be like, oh, is that actually me? Or, yes, that is me very much. Like,
and it doesn't
good.
Take long at all. Like, it's probably about 40
literally
questions.
Took, like, yeah, and I think, and they literally, like, agree or strongly agree to strongly disagree. So it's not like you've got to think a lot. It's quite easy.
Yeah, so give it a go and let us know what you get.
And that's it. Just like that, another episode over. Week we are taking a trip down memory lane.
Yes, we are. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's not going to give you any more details. That's it. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's. Got to know a little bit about more about us if you didn't already. But yeah.
Scratch the surface.
No, and I'd love to hear what if you guys do the test. Let us know what you got like personality. I'd love
to know. Yeah, let us know. See you next week.
Okay. Bye.